I play piano, but I can also play harpsichord. Okay. And I play anything with a keyboard. I can play keyboard, synthesizers, electric organ, pipe organ, anything with a keyboard. I'm South African, but I also have a British nationality. But I was born in South Africa and I studied there.
Tell us how you became to love music.
When I was a little girl, 4 or 5 years old, we always used to drive in the car, and my two sisters were always singing. And I really loved the songs they were singing. So as a result, I sang everywhere I went. And my two sisters started playing the piano, and they were much older than me, and then I copied them, and they were very angry because I could play their pieces better than them. But it was just the music in me, and that is where I started to love music.
Can you tell us about your childhood?
Do you mean in a musical sense or general?
Like the both, pretty much.
Okay. Okay, I was a child a long time ago. We didn't have TV. We had one radio in the house. We didn't even have a telephone. If you wanted to see somebody, you got into your car, you drove to them, and you visited them.
Or letters.
You didn't phone them. Well, people lived close together. And computers didn't exist at that time. So when we came home from school, we played outside, climbed trees, sat in the trees and ate the fruit of the trees, which was fantastic, ran around with our friends outside, and school was fun, not, I think, as hard work as today. Life was fun. It was fun. We were outdoors. We were swimming. Even when I started playing music, I got into a different world. I sang in choirs since the age of 10. I really loved that until very recently. So most of my life I've been singing. We got a television when I was 17 in my final year of school, and I thought it was very boring.
17?
17.
I thought people
Sorry?
I thought people finished school at 20-something.
Well, then you failed a few years, but I didn't fail any years. So I was 17 in my final year. And then I went to university.
Oh, that's why.
Yes, and at university I still sang in the choir. So all of my holidays I spent touring South Africa, the countries around South Africa, and I toured through Europe singing, and some of my own compositions were performed by the choir in various places. So that was my life. And then I started teaching, and I finally ended up here.
Who was your hero?
In the music world?
Yeah, like who you were looking for.
Well, as far as composers go, I was totally in love with Beethoven when I was at school, even when I was a teenager, because his music is very emotional and stormy and interesting. And then later on, I really fell in love with composers like Brahms and Rachmaninoff, very romantic style music.
Is Beethoven the deaf guy?
Yes, he became deaf, yes.
Were more places to go in this world?
Because we don't pay tax here. I can go and teach in Europe, but then they take 51% of my salary as tax. I can go and work in the UK. I have worked there, but they take 40% of my money. If I work here, I don't pay tax, so I get a lot more money.
Has migration changed your life?
Has what changed my life?
Migration.
Yes, very much so. I can't find work in South Africa because the schools don't teach music, so I can't find work. So finding a good job in Qatar has really changed my life, and also the salaries are really good, much better than in my home country. It has also changed my life because it's really difficult to be far away from your family and to only see them like once a year. So that's been hard.
Okay. What have you gained from migrating?
A lot of experience, not only in teaching, but in teaching in different kinds of institutions, because I used to be a school teacher, but this is obviously not a school. It's just a music academy. And also getting to know people from so many countries, touching other cultures, living in a culture that's very different from our own. That was very interesting. And of course, traveling. I have done amazing traveling since I've been in the Middle East. So that was really good.
Did you face any risks when you migrated?
No. I got onto a very nice plane and I just flew here and I got off and people were friendly. So I didn't have to risk anything to come here.
I've always wanted to see one of these movies.
I'll just play part of it because it's very, very long. I'll just play a part of it. Okay. It's called Take These Wings.
Okay.